Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved angels. Welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Kai, and we are delighted to be with you live, right here, right now.
Today.
Right away.
Right away. And thank you for being here. This is such an extraordinary moment in time. And today's show, wow, we are going to dive into the discussion about planetary interference. Hey, are you being affected? Do you even know if you're being affected? And all of the things that are out there that really try to misinform you. What really is the astral field? What is the planetary thought body? And are you being affected? And if so, can you do anything about it? This is a big topic, especially at a time of such extraordinary heightened chaos on the planet.
Well, you got to be careful because right now the voices in my head are saying, no, you can't do anything about us.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to talk about those voices later. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we're going to explore what it means to have interference energies of a variety of types.
Absolutely. And hey, you know, we are live. And if you are grabbing us live, which means you're with us on a Sunday at noon Pacific time, you might want to try and call in, see if you can get on the show. Remember, you can call toll-free at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you call, you get a busy signal. That means all the lines are already full. But the minute we start saying hello to people as we hang up, that's your chance to call back in and try to get in live on the air.
There we go.
Okay. And that was a musical interlude. Compliments of our producer.
So let's keep on going.
All right.
You know, the thing that we want to jump into today is the understanding or the discernment between the astral dimension, which some people refer to as the fourth dimension.
And we have to really talk about that because this is where there's a lot of misinformation.
Absolutely. Or the astral zone and what that means, as well as what we're referring to as the planetary thought body, which actually is a more accurate description of what's going on in the astral.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a much more accurate description. Now, you might have already watched, we put out a little while ago at our YouTube channel. Remember, our YouTube channel is simply Official Shri and Kira. And so you can check out at our YouTube channel a really powerful video on the planetary thought body. We also put out a great video on the symptoms of interference, the things you have to watch for as far as direct interference, direct personal interference. Today, we really want to take that into a more expanded experience and talk a lot about the free-floating, ungrounded energy, because there are things you can do about it, and we're actually going to give you a gift. We're going to give you a practice that you can use today to be able to start working with this if after by listening to the show you go, wow, I think that's really going on around me.
Well, while that's going on around me is a gift if you are able to see what's up. You know, oftentimes we can be completely oblivious to these dimensional energies, and it's perfectly fine.
Yep.
Because being oblivious for the large part means they're not affecting you. However, for some folks, being oblivious means I'm in denial that I'm actually being influenced or interfered with.
Well, and you know, I want to jump in, Shri, and let's just first of all acknowledge, here we are at the beginning of June. You know, the June energies on the planet right now are intense. We're in this intense spinning of the Metronian star. And remember, this started in May, and May had that powerful retrograde. You know, that's the retrograde that I know I'll be talking about for a long time. And so here we are post-retrograde at a moment of intensity and with a newfound spin that's getting steam. It's getting momentum. You know, it's kind of like that engine that's just kind of getting bigger and bigger. And this spinning is going to keep getting, it's going to be maxed between June, July, middle of August. So this is also a time when the energy of interference is whipping. You know, it's all around you. Everything is getting its intensity and everything is having the opportunity to be available. In other words, it's not just one energy that's spinning, everything's intensifying. The question is, what do you want to do about it? And how can you tell how you're interfering with it or how it's interfering with you, I should say?
You know, sometimes to use a kind of a social example, we don't realize that our energy's been affected until we get in a conversation and discover, oh, we're irritable or we're deflated or whatever else is going on because we were in our solitary flow. And it's only in the interactions that we sometimes discover, oh, I've been affected.
Right.
Well, the planetary thought body and the idea of interference can be like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you are holding an energy of love and trust and higher frequency states of being, and what I'm referring to by higher frequency is if joy and happiness are common experiences for you, then there is less opportunity for interference.
Mm-hmm.
Because interference uses the fractures in our aura that come about through emotional coarseness.
Right.
Coarser frequency is what I mean by that. And so when we are in a place of anger or hurt or when we're judgmental, those actually create fissures in the auric field, and those fissures allow a point of entry for similar energies to enter. So if you are angry and judgmental in a moment, you could find yourself attracting angry and judgmental interference energies, which help you feel righteous in your anger.
Well, you know, Sri, that brings me, I'm listening, I'm hearing, you know, because we have bar none the best audience on the planet, and I'm hearing you guys, I hear you all going, but wait a minute. How can we be messed with? Aren't we in a free will zone? And this is a very powerful point you're making, because to be interfered with in a free will zone means that you must be the one to open up the energy. You actually are the one who opens that to be able to bring in that interference energy, those fissures.
Absolutely.
And you talked about some of the warning signs, anger, fear. And guys, here's the biggest one. It's the big D, doubt.
Doubt. Doubt is probably one of the most pernicious interference energies that is created from you and does great damage to your path. And when I say damage, let me be a little more accurate.
Yeah, I'm asking him to kind of tone that down, guys.
It has the potential to allow you to move into tragic diversions. It has the potential to allow you to call in other authorities and experts.
Right.
So doubt is one of the ways that you're going to invite this interference energy in, because everybody wants reassurance.
They do.
You know, we all thrive on love. We thrive on an energetic embrace.
I thought you were going to say we thrive on enemas. I'm sorry, Sri.
An energetic. I won't bring my friend Troy into
the conversation. No. This is too funny.
And so when we're feeling, when we're experiencing self-doubt, then anybody who offers us reassurance is immediately allowed in. And that can be a good thing, or it could be an interference.
Well, that's an important discernment, isn't it? Because that's another energy that rolls into the ability to break free from interference. And that's the grooming or the development of our spiritual discernment. I think that's one of the greatest gifts of armor we can arm ourselves with.
And before we move away from this topic, I just want
exactly.
to share one more thing. And that is that, you know, we all have spirit guides. We have angels and guides that are constantly tracking with us. Now, to the extent that you're conscious of them is variable by the person and by how often you pray or meditate or have communion with your guides. However, consider for a moment that that zone of interaction that allows you to have a nudge or an embrace from a spiritual being would possibly allow in an interference from a being that was less enlightened. And that does not normally happen unless you are greatly distressed or agitated or really seeking power in a magical way.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you're right.
And that's when we let those things in. Now, sometimes they only come in for a moment. Sometimes, you know, have you ever done something and you say, I wish I hadn't done that?
Yes.
And if it was done out of a moment of great agitation, you know, there is a probability that you were colluded with. You're still responsible. It's after all, it's the bottom line is you. However, if there are others in the non-physical zone going, yeah, go for it, go for it, go for it. You know, I another way of explaining this is back in the years when I was doing counseling, I had a period of time when I worked with a lot of addicts. And what I began to see as my clairvoyance sight was opening is that every addict had around him a group of disincarnate addicts.
That were loving that energy.
That were loving. Every time, that person got off the wagon, was deep in the thick of their, whatever their drug of choice was.
And you know, were you not the most awakened psychotherapist? How lucky were your clients that you could offer them this blessing?
Well, the voices in my head say yes. So, but I say that with a smile. The truth of the matter is, in fact, there was a wonderful book that came out, now it's 20 years ago, by a professor Modi that talked about how every person in a mental institution has their situation aggravated by disincarnate interference.
Absolutely.
And so all I'm trying to do here is to communicate that this stuff is normal, meaning it's going on all the time. And all it does for most people is exaggerate a tendency they already had. However, when we are being exaggerated, when we're being championed to be dysfunctional, doesn't that slow down your growth? It takes a even greater determination. It takes even a greater realization, even a greater commitment to the divine to break free of that. So that's the hidden blessing as we learn to cultivate strength. So remember, nothing comes in without a solution. Everything that we experience here on this planet, both problems and prizes, have their polar opposite created at the same time. So if you're being interfered with, okay, you also have at your fingertips the capacity to liberate yourself from that interference.
And it all begins with knowing, you know, with knowledge, with being aware, with breaking free from the chains that bind you. And interference is a chain that binds you. One of the other chains that binds us is our belief in a less than reality, our belief that we are less than the truth of who we are, our doubt. And, you know, I keep going back to the big D. You know, because that's really, from the doubt, we fear. From the doubt, we get angry. From the doubt, we feel guilt. From the doubt, we judge. And when we look at all of that, the astral world, the disincarnate world loves that. You know, just a fun little sharing. Many, many years ago, I don't want it to be too many years ago.
Time flies, my dear. Time flies.
This is pre-Sri, just a few years before I met Sri.
Oh, that was a millennium.
I love you. I love you. I was doing shamanic work in the Denver, Colorado area, and I was hired by a group of Hasidic-owned nursing homes to come in and literally clear the disincarnate spirits that were disturbing the not only the residents of these nursing homes, but in one of the nursing homes I went to, down in the basement, all of the janitorial staff refused to be going down to that basement anymore. They absolutely refused, to the point where they called in, you know, quote unquote, the witchy woman, which was me. And when I showed up, it was funny. I was even advised. They were like, we need you to dress kind of normal. And I had to park my car.
Don't disturb the clients.
Exactly. Don't let anybody see who you really are. But yet we want you to come in and clear us out, because literally, guys, they had tried everything else. And they had so much phenomenon going on that they could not understand that they literally hired me. And here's why I'm sharing this story with you, because it was my first real direct encounter with disincarnate energy and astral interference. And this was long before I was very clear about the planetary thought body and how we add to it. Well, when I arrived at this nursing home, they immediately, you know, they brought me, it was so cute. This is like something out of a B-rated movie. They bring me outside to the side entrance where I'm going down the steps into the basement. And, you know, it was a lovely basement. It was very clean. And there was all these, you know, big pieces of the heating equipment and the other things. And there was like a little work area where the janitors worked. And the minute I went down there, my skin crawled. I mean, literally, if you've ever been in that situation where you can feel this energy, and it was like, it was the only way I could describe it is my skin was crawling. It's not goosebumps. It's like a crawling of the flesh. And I had what at the time I worked with some rattles I worked with and some tones that I worked with and some incense that I usually brought when I was doing clearings like this or if I would be doing house blessings. And I sat down in the basement and I started singing. And within moments, and I mean moments, there was a circle of disincarnate beings around me. Well, one of them was a young nurse that had been murdered in this facility by her jealous boyfriend 20 years prior. A lot of the ones that were sitting in there were actual patients, nursing home patients that had committed suicide. And this was the first time I ever even was aware of the fact that somebody in a nursing home would commit suicide.
It's more common than most people know.
Yeah, and that was sure, you know, news for me. And I just sat there and had, quite frankly, lovely conversations with all of these beings, helping them get out of their confusion. And what had attracted them into this basement was actually the vast electronic thumping energy that was coming out of one piece of antiquated equipment. And so when I was done, and after I had helped them all move and cross over, I sat down with the owner of this nursing home and asked him about the murder. And you want to watch somebody's face turn white. You know, he let me come in because a few people around him had actually brought in a consultant who knew me, who recommended that this was the course they take. And, you know, it was really kind of freaky for him. But when I asked him about the murder, he was blown away because it was not public knowledge. And when I started describing the people that were down there, he basically knew every single one and was stunned and shocked that they were there. And I've done this time and time again. A lot of times I do it for people privately and I meet with them and help them with people that are stuck. But the reason I'm sharing this with you now is because the power of the astral interference is gripped by fear and pain. All of these people were aware that they had transitioned, but unaware that they were stuck. They were aware that they were angry. Most of them were angry, angry, angry. Anytime people transition in anger and fear, they automatically get stuck in the astral field. And the astral field is the field of the fourth dimension. And this is where a lot of misinformation comes in because a lot of people have different understandings of this. And it's not that one person is right and another person's wrong. We're just trying to help you understand that just because a being is no longer in form does not make them benevolent and does not make them smarter than you. And oftentimes, the first way you know that you are being interfered with an energy from the astral field is that they feed your ego because the ego is of a lower vibration. Remember, the human ego is only for use while we're in this form. And I think that's a really good place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll talk more about that and tell you some more stories. But first, we want to say hi to some folks that have been standing by online. And we're going to begin with some first-time callers.
And then remember, guys, if you're wanting to call into the show, as soon as we say goodbye to one of our callers, if you want to try and get into the show, that's your time to try calling in because we are, of course, our lines are full.
And we're going to go to line two and say hi to Vivek from California.
Namaste, Vivek. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. Thank you so much for having me and for all the messages that you're giving to all of us. It's been very encouraging. Thank you. I would be grateful if you could give me a mini reading. I've been experiencing a lot of isolation, a lot of turmoil in general on various fronts, almost all fronts, and I think it's no surprise for you. So please help me and give me some information.
Oh, well, first of all, sweetheart, feel my arms and love around you. I bow to your magnificence. Even as you started speaking, wow, you carry such profound, it's this beautiful golden energy. And then what's so beautiful is I saw this huge dancing Nitaraj come out of you. And as you are speaking, it's just dancing and dancing and dancing. And then I'm watching all of these Rudraksha seeds, and I'm watching the different crystals coming around you. And what I keep hearing is that the exuberance of the blessing of creation is within you, and that the perception of the isolation is the invitation into the vast world of creation that is yours to command. And that they're saying for you, it's very important for you to be spending as much time as you can in nature, walking outside, taking in scenes of nature. And they're saying when you remember your essence with the grand gift of your divine heritage, then your essence will come back to you 1,000-fold and expand through all you touch and do. And I'm watching your hands, and it's like, I don't know whether you're typing or you're making something, but it's like all of that energy, all of that creation energy, that that exuberance is ready to come through you. And they're saying that you are the temple, and you are ready now to move forward. Fear not, and be in the stillness of the divine as you take action in the world of form. And so it is, my beloved. Thank you for the honor.
Thank you so much. Very, very encouraging. Thank you again. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. We're going to continue onward with our callers. Let's head to line 4 and say hi to Maureen from Pennsylvania.
Namaste, Maureen. Welcome to Sri and Kira.
Namaste. Thank you. Thank you for everything. I just wanted to call in because you guys are the first videos I ever listened to or watched about the Ascension. And that was early in 2015, and now recently I just came upon them again, and I wanted to call you because I just felt compelled to. So,
thank you. Thank you, Angel. You know, thank you for your journey. How are you doing?
Actually, really well. Recently, I feel as though something sort of maybe clicked or came together. I feel like I can communicate with my guides better, although it's still very new, but something feels a little more like it's resonating with me that never was before.
Well, the reason I asked, and thank you so much for sharing that, is that you have around you right now what looks like a golden stairwell. It's kind of like a spiral, and it's definitely spiraling around you and lifting you up. And so Sri and I are just sitting here beaming you love and support, because it's like you're spiraling up. It's like things that you've touched in all aspects of your life, it's like things that opened you are now going to make more sense, are going to keep lifting you. And you have an incredible host of guides and some new ones that are really ready for you to connect with now. And they're all saying the same thing. We love you. Keep going. The time is now. And so I'm not surprised you got through today. And it's just a gift and an honor to connect with you and hear your beautiful voice. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Namaste. Namaste. You know, Sri, the gift of knowing who we are, and the gift of ascending, the gift of moving forward, even when we're not sure, you know, even when we're not sure what's happening. But the fact is that when we keep going, that's how we keep that robust field from being interfered with.
Well, what you're referring to is a sincere heart.
Yeah.
You know, in our sincerity, in our willingness to say, thy will be done, I bow before the divine because I'm living in my heart first. We all have a brain. The brain is a really...
Do we?
Yeah, we do. Some of us use it more than others.
This is some of us
and
use it different ways.
Some of us bow to it as the master.
Indeed.
And the key is that everything in balance, everything in moderation. It's very important that we touch in with our brain for navigating problems of the world. Mm-hmm. However, the brain is there to kind of repair the vehicle. The vehicle is your heart. And what I mean by that is the brain can strategize things within density, but the heart makes the decision. And so here we are, each and every one of us. We have our moments of clarity and inspiration. We have our moments of ho-hum or whatever other form of stagnation that might be upon you. And it is a cycle. We must continuously reaffirm our highest good, continuously reaffirm our divine nature. It's very easy to get lost in the lower identity. Now, in the Hawaiian tradition and many other traditions, they talk about a basic self and a higher self. Mm-hmm. The basic self meaning your egoic identity, and the higher self meaning your soul or your more infinite wisdom and identity. The thing is that in the world of manifestation that we call mass consciousness or density, there is a magnetic quality to the energy, meaning it wants to call forth from you something similar to it. Does that make sense to you? Really, the more you hang around that energy, the more you begin to lose your awakeness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why spiritual practice is necessary to cultivate the inner awareness and the inner recognition. When we are able to meditate or do energy practices, then we have a more robust energy field. We can enter the world of density with less interference. You know, or as Mahatma Gandhi once said, if I have a very busy day, it means I must meditate longer.
I love that. That is like one of my absolute favorite quotes, because it really hones it in. And in addition to that quote, one of my other favorite quotes is from our beloved Archangel Zadkiel. And it's simple and it's perfect. And it's, keep your eyes on the divine at all times. Because when we keep our eyes on the divine at all times, is that not the ultimate namaste?
Absolutely.
That's saying that no matter what is happening in my life, no matter who I see, no matter what eyes I'm staring at, what I'm experiencing is the blessing of the divine mirror, whatever is needed in front of me right now. And that's another way that we groom and hone our spiritual discernment. Our spiritual discernment grows as we lift out of the judgment, as we allow every being to have their experience. It doesn't mean we have to approve of it, but it also means that who are we to judge? You know, let he without sin cast the first stone.
Well, I'm into a stone-free world.
So am I. Enough people throwing stones, for sure. You know, and the reality is that this is what interference does. Interference, first of all, must begin at the level of self-doubt. Because remember, you are a limitless, powerful, infinite being. And therefore, if you are being interfered with, you are the one that made the opening. Now, that is not to say anything negative. The good news is, if you get that, you can move through it. And every being on this planet grows through contrast.
Absolutely. We grow through contrast. We grow through pain. We also grow through insight and joy. And each and every one of us has the opportunity to keep moving.
Uh-huh.
It's when we stop moving forward that we get stagnant. We start recycling the same old energy, and we don't purify our field. We don't cleanse our thoughts or our inner systems, our inner channels. And so each and every one of us must make a decision. Am I ready to lift? Am I ready to grow? Or do I choose to retreat?
And sometimes we learn through the retreat. No judgment. Let's say hi to another caller, Sri.
Absolutely. Well, we'll go to California, line 3, and welcome Colin to the conversation.
Namaste, Colin.
Namaste. Hi. Thanks for having me. Thank you. I left a comment on one of your recent YouTube videos saying I was hoping to be able to call in and get a mini soul reading. So it's really awesome that I'm now here talking to you.
Wow. Well, I would say you've got a lot of angels around you.
Yeah. And they've definitely brought me to you. So much of what you two talk about is really spoken, like, very specifically to my experience going through just a really intense spiritual awakening and really connecting with my spirit guides. I am a spiritual life coach, and so I'm really using a lot of my intuitive channeling to help support other people. But what comes with that, of course, is what you spoke about so much today, is doubt, and just really intense doubt, to the point of, like, doubting sanity, like thinking, is this intuitive channeling, or am I just totally fooling myself? And I have this idea and this understanding and this trust of, you know, that I'm being guided to do the right things and being guided to help people, but there's this just tremendous, like, moat in between me and that I'm seeking to do that's just filled with doubt, and I'm just really struggling to figure out how to kind of work with that. and as part of the process?
Well, first of all, Angel, you have, bar none, some of the most beautiful crystalline light I have seen in a long time. As you were speaking, the energy around you is so bright and so big that, of course, you have doubt that would be equal to that. Because I just have to share with you, number one, you made a commitment, right? You made a declaration. I'm going to call into the show. Number two, you got through. I mean, do you know how hard that is? And number three, you're on the air. And so I'm just smiling because really all of that is the universe saying to you, look, as you declare, you are creating. And as you follow through, everything is coming forward for you. Your crystalline light is ready. And the other thing around you that I think is really powerful right now for you is that you're resonating really powerfully with the number four. Now, the number four is the number of the diamond. It's the four directions. It's the integration. And so everything that you're doing is saying to you, stay in the center, let go of the doubt, learn from the doubt. And it's like I see you standing in the middle of a field, your arms are outstretched, and you've got like these two huge crystal staffs, one in each hand, and you're creating, creating, creating. That's the truth of who you are. Let the doubt be the teacher rather than let it take you away from anything. And when it comes forward, I want you to see yourself in the middle of this field. You're wearing this huge, gorgeous, like, robe. I want you to see yourself with your hands outstretched and those two crystalline staves in there. And if you doubt your sanity, remember what we're sharing to you right now. When we ascend into what we refer to as ascended sanity, which means we become insane to the density sanity. Everything you're sharing is actually a sign that you're really doing the work. I celebrate you. Sri celebrates you. And we are really grateful you got through today, Colin. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome, Angel. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Namaste. Well, you know, Sri, we have such a lot of show to go. All these amazing people. Let's just take a really quick break. And when we do, we're going to come back with a lot of information and a practice.
We'll see you right after this message.
Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you. And today we're exploring the astral zone, the planetary thought body, and
the interference
and the whole interference thing that's going on, if you allow it to be so.
Exactly.
You know, one of the things that I want to remind each and every one of you is that you are a divine being having your human experience.
Woohoo! I love that.
And sometimes the human experience means we need to get a little melodramatic. Sometimes we need to check out how victim-y we can get.
Oh,
sometimes
baby.
We need to check out how empowered we can get.
I love it.
It's all part and parcel with educating ourselves because we love contrast. Contrast builds our discernment filter.
In so many ways.
And so it's essential that each person have a way of balancing themselves. You know, at the most basic level, a walk in nature can be that balancer. At a more Another level, you might say, are spiritual practices. Everything from energy practices to sound to movement to meditation. There are many, many ways to move back into an alignment with that which is pure and true.
And the key is, you know, I just got to interrupt again and say it. If you find yourself doubting, then you're connecting to the planetary thought body. Remember, the planetary thought body is the sloughing. And go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. Watch the video on planetary interference on planetary thought body. The planetary thought body is all of that energy that's been sloughed off. It's the fear, it's the anger, it's the doubt. And it's kind of like this goopy, soupy mix that you're constantly interacting with if you're in third dimensional alignment.
Well, another way to understand this is that when we have higher frequency energy experiences, and I'm referring to the emotions of love, the emotions of the sublime, of beauty, of bliss, of joy, higher frequency experiences go right out through the thought body and connect into the universe. They are basically much closer to the heart of God, you might, if you need that as an explanation. Whereas the coarser frequencies, the sticky, the drippy, the hurtful frequencies tend to be held in the magnetic field of the earth.
Right.
And that the planetary thought body then becomes a self-attracting, self-perpetuating zone of unfinished business.
Yep.
You know, unresolved emotional pain. Now, where there's unresolved emotional pain, there are also unresolved thought forms and even entities who say, yeah, I identify with that. You know, I was killed suddenly, or I had an accident, or I was hurt and I can't quite get over it, so I'm going to hang out with that frequency.
Well, and you never know when you're going to run into that. You know, that's one of the things about keeping your eyes on the divine at all times. I mean, Sri, you're reminding me of the time when we were living in New Mexico, and Sri and I were driving down, I think we were on our way home.
We were thinking about getting a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah, and we turned into this restaurant that we would never go to. We were like, okay, I think we need to just stop here.
And it's kind of funny, you know, you may have experienced this where suddenly you say, I'm going to try out this place.
Right.
I feel guided to go here.
And so we pulled into this parking lot and we get out and we walk into this restaurant, and it was kind of interesting because we walk in and everybody seemed distracted and it was kind of empty.
It was empty. It was like we were between shifts, and yet the waiters and waitresses were kind of agitated. And as we sat down at the booth, we noticed outside the window there was a police car. And one of those tapes that they use the
yellow tape. And the waitress came over and she was like, you know, there was an accident here just a minute ago, or you know, whatever. And the minute she said that, in our booth was the young man who had died in the accident. And I looked at the waitress. I said, oh, the driver died. And she goes, did he? She goes, we don't know. We just know that they took him away. Well, it was fascinating that, again, when you're aware. So here Sri and I are sitting in a booth in a restaurant in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with this very angry, and I mean, this young man was angry. He couldn't have been more than 20 years old, very angry young man who had just been killed. And he had been speeding. There was a lot of anger. And
he had left the house angry. You know, one of those emotional moments when you slam the door shut.
Get in the car.
And just hit the accelerator.
Yeah, you know, all the things that lead up to that. And so we're sitting there. And suddenly Sri and I are having a conversation with this young man that had just transitioned. And it got to the point where he's sitting there with us just crying, asking us to please get a message to his grandmother, because he actually lived with his grandmother. And, you know, we're writing all this down, and we handed it to the waitress when we were complete, and when he finally came to peace and knew that we would take care of this for him. And what was so beautiful was that the waitress, very freaked out, all of a sudden the owner of the restaurant sits down with us, and he was actually very spiritually aligned. He actually wound up becoming a friend of ours. And as we shared all this with him, he took all the information and was very kind and very wonderful, and said he would follow up and get in touch with the police, because the police had been there, because I guess it happened right in front of their restaurant. And we were notified a few days later. Like I said, the owner of this restaurant wound up becoming a friend of ours. And he said that it turned out that everything we gave him was exactly what had happened, that the young man had died, that the grandmother.
Well, and he had yelled at her And basically, it was one of those classic moments of defiance.
Kind of like an I hate you and out the door.
I hate you, you know, and I slammed the door and he left. And then, bang, he crashed into a foam pole and he felt so guilty and wanted to, he didn't want to leave that way.
And had we not been there, and yet, of course, the universe made sure we were there, his energy would have gone into the planetary thought body and he was already hanging around that restaurant. So look at the blessing of being awake. You know, when we question our sanity, when we question, is this real? There's the very real blessing of being awake through Sri and I being awake and present. And we had no idea why we were being asked to pull into this restaurant. We were actually able to sit with this young man, and within probably the first 30 minutes of his transition, rather than being stuck for how long in this restaurant and all of the energies that would have started happening around that restaurant and all of the things that could have happened there, this young man was able to get his peace, his resolution, and leave the astral zone, leave the field of interference. This is why it's so important to trust yourself, to let go of the doubt. You know, and as our beautiful caller Colin brought up, and I think a lot of people feel this, when we think we're losing our mind, when we question our sanity, usually means you're at that moment of ascension, ascending energy into fifth dimensional states of being.
It's a new level of attainment, you might say. Because remember that what is logical is only logical in a certain context. So a worldview only works when you're around others who hold that worldview. When we ascend to another level of vibrational existence, all of a sudden some of the concepts, perceptions, and quote-unquote rules at one level no longer apply. Of course, you still have your body, and those
right.
those friends and associates of yours that know who you are may say, you're acting different.
And, I'm worried about you. I've got a pill for you.
and this is why it's an interesting phenomenon that we are coexisting. You have multiple levels of consciousness coexisting in a physical strata.
Exactly.
And so find the people that can understand and love you as you are.
And support you. And if they make you feel less than, love them for who they are. You don't need to say anything about it.
Just you don't have to explain yourself.
You don't have to ever. Just choose to spend your time with others. So, you know, Sri, let's choose to spend some time with one of our beautiful callers.
We're going
to
do that. Let's head to line 5 and we'll say hi to Darcy from North Carolina.
Namaste, Darcy. Welcome.
Namaste. I cannot believe I got through to you. I love you guys listening to your show. It's just so awesome.
Well, thank you, Angel.
I was hoping to call in to get a mini soul reading.
It would be our joy. And thank you for calling. And thank you for getting through today. You know, I am smiling because, first of all, you have such a beautiful laugh and such a beautiful smile. And as you were sharing, what I heard around you was that the stars are opening around thee. And then I love this because, you know, the 5-pointed Matronian star is open and spinning right now. And you are carrying this energy. It's kind of like where you would normally see a halo on an angel. You've got this 5-pointed golden star. And what's beautiful on you is that it's like, how do I describe it? It's like a star of protection, and it's actually carrying the energy of Archangel Metatron. And this huge Metatron energy is around you saying, it is time for you to weave all the elements together, that you have all of these elements around you, and that they're all ready to come together, and that you carry... It's like you're carrying the code to make it happen. And that as you trust that energy within you to bring all these things together, everything starts unfolding. You're also resonating really strongly with the energy of the three as a trinity. So you want to look at everything in a harmonic balance, you know, body, mind, spirit. Make sure it all flows for you. And if you find yourself questioning how you're bringing everything together, stop. Look at it and make sure that it feels good, body, mind, spirit, and then move forward because, quite frankly, you're assured. Like I mentioned, you have this incredible Metatron star around you, and so it's like the outcome is assured. It's just taking the action and knowing that you're the integral piece to make it all happen. And so it is. I'm so glad you called in.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Much love. You know, Sheree, I want to offer everyone a practice that we've talked about all the time. I want to offer them two. Can we do that?
We can do it.
We're going to give you two. All right, guys. So talking specifically about the planetary thought body and interference, I want you to go to SheeAndKira.com. Write that down, SheeAndKira.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see a tab that says practices. I want you to click on that and go to the container practice. The container practice is the single greatest gift to the planet, to the universe, to yourself, to be able to quickly clear yourself of interference energy, clear everything around you, and not contribute to the planetary thought body. It's responsible energy recycling.
You know, every time you have an emotion, you send out a pulse of energy. And I'm sure many of you have had the experience of walking in a meeting room or walking in a room of someone's home after there's been an argument or some sort of other expression, and you just feel sticky. You just feel down or agitated or whatever it is. That's your body and your emotions responding to the leftover energy. So imagine what happens on our planet as people are constantly being pinged and pulsed with fear, with different kinds of situations that promote the energetic response of lower frequency emotions.
Exactly.
So now as a awake individual, when you get triggered, when you have these frequencies emanating from you, it's a good time to do the container practice, to step back into your power, to clear those energies, and to move into that sense of divine alignment.
Absolutely. And while you're there at SheeAndKira.com, there's three other things you can click on, and they're right there on the homepage. You can click on the Divine Galactic Blueprint and go learn about it. Watch what it, and we recently had an animation made of the Divine Galactic Blueprint that you can actually see the ascended chakras. Go look at this. This is all free. Click on the self-ascended chakra portrait. Learn about it. Now, lastly, click on the mantra of self-ascension, because bar none, this is the one practice that you can do anytime, all the time, that will get you through anything. And when it is done with harmony, it ignites a presence within you. And I know that we have lots of callers holding, and we want to get to you too, but I want to offer this gift, Sheree.
So the mantra of self-ascension will align you with higher frequency guidance. This mantra ignites within you your I Am presence and connects you to the higher guides and angels that are outside of the sphere of influence of worldly events.
Exactly. It's a direct connect to the fifth dimension. And so in this moment right now, we want to take you there. So I want you to relax. I want you to bring your hand to your heart. And just take this moment, take these next couple moments, as together, let's all fly to the fifth dimension through the mantra of self-ascension. Relax and enjoy.
Oh.
take a breath, beloved ones. And we hope truly that you travel to the fifth dimension with us through the four beautiful lines gifted to us through Archangel Zadkiel so many years ago. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And you can find this again at sriankira.com, including that audio you can listen to anytime. Just right there on the homepage, click on Mantra of Self-Ascension.
You know, and as this hour is coming to a close, I think we have time to say hello to another caller.
Let's do it.
So we're going to run over to line four and welcome Colleen from Canada.
Namaste, Colleen. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I love your energy and your shows.
Thank you. Thank you. How can we serve you?
I was hoping to get a mini life reading or a mini soul reading.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as I'm prepared to offer that to you, if it's safe for you to do so, I want you to close your eyes, because as you started talking, these very cool golden crystalline sandals appeared on your feet. And I want you to just close your eyes and feel them, because this is a radiation of the cosmic Essene. And the cosmic Essene have come in all around you, and they're saying, you fell asleep. You have woken up. You are ready to take your place. Today, we offer you the gift of the divine movement that comes through the illuminated soul of one who is ready to expand her journey. And they're saying that the greatest gift you can receive in this reading today is the restoration of this energy. And I want you to breathe that in and feel this beauty. I mean, I have tears in my eyes, and it's no surprise that you were the caller to come in right after we went to the fifth dimension and the mantra, because you're getting ready for some huge revelations, and you're the one that can make it happen. And so walk with the gift of this divine energy that you carry. And thank you for the honor of meeting you on the phone today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I've got chills going up both legs.
Yeah.
Confirming everything you're saying. Thank you so much. That's so wonderful.
You're so welcome, my love. Thank you for the blessing of joining us on the show today. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
And so, beloved listeners, we want to just remind you, you always have a choice. Love, light, and reassurance are always available, and so is everything else.
In bounty. Remember that it's all available. That means all, guys. Capital A-L-L. How you move through it is your choice. Go to sriankira.com. Click on that practices tab. Use the container practice. Go to official Sri and Kira at YouTube and watch our video on the fourth dimension, the collapse of the fourth dimension, on the planetary thought body. Listen to the mantra of self-ascension. Use the mantra of self-ascension and know that you are capable of great miracles.
And so, beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.